sponsorship. Seeing your logo on the big lights or the big screen, really, really exciting. Today, we're talking about the benefits of sponsorships and some of the biggest pitfalls that entrepreneurs fall into. Plus, I'll be sharing some of the benefits of what sponsors get in return on this episode of The Content Toolbox. All right, the benefits of sponsorships. It seems really straightforward, but there are a few things that we kind of want to cover to make sure that you're getting the most out of it, that you're getting everything that you need back as a sponsor, and that you're actually ready to take advantage of your sponsorship dollars. So let's dive in. But first, if you're wondering who I am, if you're new here, I'm Jen Neal. I'm the founder of Formula Done and the creator of the Content Activation Method, which really what that means is we help thought leaders and coaches and entrepreneurs help use their content they're already creating and create social media content that engages and use that to attract and convert leads. So if any of that sounds interesting, be sure to check out some of our other videos, visit our website. We have plenty of blogs and resources, awesome things that you can download to help move your business forward with the content you're already creating. Okay, so let's get back to it and start talking about sponsorships. Okay, normally when you think of a sponsorship, we think of your logo up on the side of the basketball stadium or on the back of the Little League's kids shirts or as the title sponsor at an event, or you have a whole bunch of swag or something inside of a bag at a conference you're attending. There's so many different ways that you can look at sponsorship. So what are the real benefits that we're going to be getting back? First of all, brand awareness. And sometimes that's all people need. It's just like, hey, here's this company. Here's what we do, right? And you're like, what is this? I keep seeing this around, right? That's the benefit. People walking through or seeing your stuff like, okay, I keep seeing this. What is this company all about, right? So they go search it up. You also extend your reach because you're putting your brand and your message and all of that in front of new prospects, hopefully, ideally qualified prospects, right? Another benefit that you may not think about a lot is it actually helps to create a positive brand experience. So people experiencing your brand for the first time, like, wow, these guys are title sponsor. They must be a really trustworthy brand doing really well. Also, one that I think is totally overlooked is for your customers, your existing customers seeing you as a title sponsor. It creates that sort of inclusion kind of thing where they feel like they're on the inside. They're like, oh yeah, I know these guys. Yeah, this is awesome. I know these guys. I'm a customer. I've taken their program. So you end up getting sort of extra added benefit and it creates that positive experience for your customers. And if they've had an amazing customer experience, they become huge raving fans and they actually help to promote your sponsorship even more inside of what you're already doing. Pretty amazing, right? Maybe that's all you need. But let's talk about, like, as an example, one of my favorite examples is actually from Formula One, which is, you know, of course, my favorite sport. So Formula One racing. So way, way, way back, if you've ever seen a Grand Prix and even the old, I mean, I don't care. Everybody has seen the red Ferrari. I don't care if it's the little cigar car or whatever. We all know what we're talking about, right? The little F1 cars. Red Ferrari, and for years and years and years and years, the sponsor on Ferrari was Marlboro. Well, given new times and that we understand just how dangerous and terrible actual smoking and Marlboro is for you, they were not allowed to market Marlboro on the car. And so, turns out, they found a loophole through the same sponsorship, right? So, this came out several years ago. I think it's probably been somewhere 4 or 5, maybe more years. I probably should have done my research on that. But the car, the Ferrari cars came out, and instead of having any kind of note or anything to Marlboro, what they have is this thing says mission, and it looks like Winnow. So it's so cool how they designed it. Like, I loved it just because it looks kind of like a mirror image. So it's big capital letters, right? Mission on top, right? And then almost like it was flipped over, like kind of a reverse mirror image right underneath. It says Winnow. But really, if you look at it, it's like Win, W-I-N-N-O-W, right? So it's like Mission Win Now. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. I think that's so cool how they created, like, this is our mission to go win. And they made it into this cool graphic, like with the mirror reverse, right? So I, super nerd, I'm like, I just love that. And then after a while, we're like, what is that? What do they actually mean though? Is it win now? Is it win now? What actually is happening, right? So turns out if you go Google it, it's so funny, some of the very top results that come up, because it's like, what the f*** is Mission Winnow? That's like the top Google result, because I wasn't the only one going, wait a minute, what is this? So it's a sponsorship, and it actually was from, I want to say Marlboro, but whatever the parent company is, Winston, I'm totally going to get it wrong. Anyways, a cigarette company, right? And what they created was a website that talked all about Formula One, and then ultimately sort of like led into their company. So it was brand awareness, but you kind of had to work for it. And because of that, they actually created this like extra social buzz that ended up getting more attention. Obviously, they're ranking high on Google because nobody knows what it is, but they provided that path to get there. And I just think it's so amazing. I just love that story. And I think an effective use of sponsorship dollars, even though they don't approve of the company that actually did it. But that's why they kind of worked through the loophole. So as entrepreneurs and small business owners, right, we are probably not going to be sponsoring at the level on the side of a Formula One car. It's probably not going to happen. But let's talk about some of the examples of things that we can do here and how we can actually maximize our results as the benefits of actually doing that sponsorship. So some of the other benefits are obviously you can increase the ROI of whatever your investment is, and in maybe you're just doing the sponsorship, but chances are you're already in for that event, or you're already in for that sports thing, right? So the sponsorship helps improve your ROI because you're increasing your reach and your awareness. And remember, we're also kind of bolstering the like, yay, we love this company from your customers. It's also a great relationship building tool. And that meaning with other companies that are sponsoring, with the host of the event, because it gives you closer access to the actual host or hosts of the event or team or sport or whatever. Like, it creates that connectivity. And sometimes that's all you need. And it also helps to develop a sort of like, oh, know, like, and trust relationship with potential prospects. And again, with existing customers, they just feel like this special increased elevation status thing where it's like, yeah, I'm part of this, right? And new prospects grab onto, they have that FOMO and they're like, wait a minute, I want the dopamine hit too, right? Like, I want to be part of this trend. And so it creates this sort of elevated authority and reach, but it also implies this status, this attainable status, because it's like, wow, that's pretty awesome and I can be part of it. So that status factor is really, really awesome. So let's talk about some examples about how we as entrepreneurs, coaches, thought leaders, whatever you're working in your business, let's talk about some ways that you can actually engage in sponsorships. Because clearly, live events or virtual summits, those are super straightforward, very easy sponsorship opportunities there. Now, as a note, one of my criteria for sponsorship at an event, I don't care if I'm doing a booth or if I'm a title sponsor or whatever, and I've seen this time and time again working with customers, if you are just a sponsor, as in like you just have a booth, and you have no opportunity to really explain who you are and what you're doing at that event with customers, chances are your ROI is not going to be as high. So my criteria is I always say, if I'm going to be a sponsor, I need to have some sort of stage time, whether that's a private room, like a lunch breakout, or whether that's 5 minutes on stage or more time on stage, always awesome, right? But I always make sure that there's some way, because otherwise I feel like, for me, I feel like it's just a waste of money when I'm talking about services, because I'm not a well-known brand. Now, if I was someone like Infusionsoft or ClickUp or something like that, that's like software that we all know, that you're walking by and you're like, oh yeah, I know that. then it creates a different kind of sponsorship level where it's like, I recognize that. And now I have the opportunity to speak to a real human and interact with that brand as a person rather than just seeing it something online. So that becomes an enticement because in a weird way, it's still a status elevation. Because then I'm like, to this day, I can even say, attending Traffic and Conversion, I stood at the booth and talked with several business owners who were launching their brands for softwares that we all know and use today. And so that becomes like an elevation status to be like, oh yeah, I want to talk with these guys. And so now like, oh yeah, I know those guys. I talked to them, right? So it gives you that kind of boost. Okay, so other kinds of sponsorship that may not be just incredibly right in your face. I mean, any of your local sponsorships, you know, if your kid's on some sort of a sports ball, I'm sorry, softball or whatever, sports team, then, you know, a lot of times you can sponsor that, especially if you're a local company and you deal with local brick and mortar, that seems to be an amazing sponsorship opportunity. Or again, like a brand or something, you know, that business tools or software, something that other people would kind of know. There's also local chamber events. Or you can even get super creative and sponsor somebody who has more of an elevated status and say, like, I want to sponsor and help you reach more people with my sponsorship money. And that helps me, by association, have elevated authority because now my brand is associated with your brand, right? So there's all sorts of ways that you can kind of create those. Some of the things that are already built into the digital marketing space that may not be as prevalent are things like giveaways or like bundle opt-ins, right? Like combined opt-ins that people are putting together. So with that, you can usually say, hey, yeah, I want to be part of it, but I want to be one of the sponsors, which means I get more exposure, I get more awareness, I get extra promotion, those kinds of things. In fact, that's one of the ones that we actually participated in recently at Formula Done. And I think that the sponsorship level was about $250, super minimal, right? And in that giveaway, we ended up with almost 400 leads that came from that. So if you reverse math that out, that's a pretty good cost per lead that we just added to our list, all from just one little giveaway that we said, yeah, we'll be a sponsor in it. So it's that pay to play. So you know, if you want to play at the top level, that you just kind of slide in wherever the sponsorship areas are. But again, make sure that you're getting that speaking time, at least in terms of my opinion. So with the one that we did, I got featured in an email and I got featured at the top of the page when people came through. And I know other people that did the giveaway and were not sponsors, and they still got some really great leads, but it was generally more around 100. And so it's kind of the difference of how you can do different sponsorship levels in like one super small, tiny example. So those are some things to kind of look for. And again, just be creative. If you see a brand that you want to be associated with, figure out how you can work together or how you can create your own sponsorship activity. I think there's ways that we can try to work with each other. Now, be very clear. This is not a bribe. So there are plenty of ways that you can create opportunities for that kind of combined sponsorship. In fact, you could even host your own giveaway and then go target these brands that you're trying to be in association with and make them pay to be part of yours, right? Amazing. All right, so don't forget also about things like live shows, podcasts, being a guest on shows, podcast tours, any of those kinds of things that you can kind of be involved in that will get your message out and maybe even a long-term kind of sponsorship, like an ongoing kind of thing. All right, so one of my friends actually at Funnel Hacking Live, probably about 4 years ago or so, somewhere in there, he actually was very excited to be a sponsor. It's like a gift bag sponsor or something like that. So at the conference, which is like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting, right? So he had a postcard and he had like some sort of swag that clearly was memorable because I don't even remember. But it went into the gift bag that everybody got at the conference. And then he also got to, during one of the breaks and then everybody came back, he actually got to put his information down on everybody's seat in the first something like 50 rows. And so what was really cool, oh my gosh, he was over the moon excited about this because his stuff was sitting right on top of the book that Garrett White had left. So brand association. He's like, oh my gosh, people are going to see Garrett White and mine and know, like, there's this brand association, which is so cool. And he was just, that's all he needed. He was so excited just to have that brand awareness. That was awesome. So I'm curious, have you done a sponsorship at anything, an event, online, virtual, podcast, whatever you've done? Share below and let us know what the results were and if it was a good experience, if you would continue doing it. Can't wait to see other people's engagement with sponsorships and what you found the benefits of sponsoring to be. So share in the comments below and love to hear your experience. Okay, so let's talk about this pitfall. This is like the biggest pitfall that I see businesses fall into all the time. Years ago, when I was working in corporate America, and then when I transitioned out and I was running automation programs in Formula Done, I worked with so many customers that went to trade shows and had a booth and did all this. So I helped them set up their entire sponsorship, how we were going to use the swag, how we were going to bring people in, what their speaking opportunity was, right? How we're going to do all that. And here's the biggest pitfall is that most people are like, oh, show up to the show, whatever leads I get, awesome, walk away, I'm done. Wrong. That is the biggest mistake that you can possibly make. When you make sure that you're ready for sponsorship, this is what, like, am I actually ready? Do you have an automated way to follow up with all of your potential prospects after the fact? And the real benefit is if you can promote beforehand to your list, so you start creating awareness for your customers to help bolster that sponsorship money. Make sure you're promoting during the actual sponsorship time. Hey, we're over at this event, come see us, whatever. Or make sure you visit, you know, join this live event or whatever it is you're sponsoring. But most important is in the follow-up. Make sure that you have a way you're following up with those people, whether it's a team of salespeople, it's an automated sequence, it's some sort of lead capture with where you had them scan something and now you have some of their info. You can do another really tricky thing when you're doing a live in-person event. You can actually run ads beforehand and then tell people, hey, when you come in, come stop by our booth and we'll give you this, whatever. Let them actually pre-opt in by scanning some sort of a QR code or clicking something so that they have a coupon or something that they need to show up at the booth and say, hey, I did the work, give me a thing, right? There's awesome ways that you can help promote your sponsorship both before and during, but the most important is after. So I have seen so many businesses over the years. In fact, I worked with this company that was a granite installation company, and I helped them set everything up and all that. And then afterwards, they just decided, they're like, nah, we're good. We got a couple sales out of the event. We didn't want to do any follow-up. They probably had like 150 leads easily that I'm positive they could have closed more sales. It's all about increasing their ROI, all about the follow-up. Use automation. Use your people, pick up the phone, however you're doing it, that is absolutely key. So if you are not able to promote with vigor before, during, and after the event, or whenever the sponsorship period is, chances are you are not going to get a lot of your ROI back. And if you're okay with that, then that's great. Maybe all you need is a little bit of increased awareness, but you can absolutely probably double your money, because usually in the follow-up, you're going to get like the same amount of leads that you did before and after, or before and during. So there you go. I will get off my soapbox now, but really, like, consider the benefits of sponsorship and like what a sponsor actually gets back in return, and understand also the loopholes, what that big pitfall is of not following up, but how can you take advantage of that promotion before, during, and after? Make sure you have those systems and processes in place, because it will make your money go so much further. All right, that's all for this episode. You know, I'm just gonna share with you my little dream here real quick. Someday I would love, love, love to be involved in sponsoring something around Formula One, whether it's getting more people in or more awareness or whatever. But like, it's my, like, I love F1 racing and I think that it would be awesome to be involved in that somehow. But in the meantime, it's not exactly in my pocketbook range. So that's okay. In the meantime, I'm participating in other awesome sponsorship opportunities at events and giveaway type things. So if you want to see, if you want to check out the giveaway that we actually did that got us the nearly 400 leads, go to contentrepurposing.tools and you can get a copy of our opt-in. Not only will it help you understand how to repurpose your existing content and use it to help attract new qualified leads without sponsorship money, completely free, but it's also going to give you maybe some ideas on how you can create something like that as a sponsorship, to be able to participate in a sponsorship event sometime in the future. All right. If you like this episode, please hit the like button. If you really like us, subscribe, love it, and make sure you check out our website. For more information, you can go grab a copy of this. Can't wait to see you guys on the next episode of the Content Toolbox. Thanks.